The Environmental Protection Agency says 31 states are not complying with the Clean Air Act. The EPA indicates new, tougher standards for ground-level ozone make many areas that didn't know they had a problem in violation of air pollution laws. John Mooney is an environmental specialist with the EPA. He says the government used to check for ozone pollution for short periods, but started monitoring for longer periods and found more instances of high levels of ozone.
The other issue is that we're changing the number of the standard from 120 down to 80 parts per billion. So it's a lower level that we're looking at. And we think that that's more reflective of the health effects that are being caused by this pollutant.
Ground-level ozone aggravates asthma. People with lung diseases can find it hard to breathe, and those who work outdoors are affected by the unhealthy air. Ozone is created when factories and cars emit volatile organic compounds. That chemical stew is affected by sunlight, and ozone can form. Cities that have had high ozone levels have worked to reduce emissions from businesses, encouraged carpooling, and made announcements asking people not to use gas-powered mowers on high ozone days. And for some cities, part of the solution has been reformulated gasoline. It's gas that's cleaner burning. Different formulations are used in different areas, and gas formulas change from winter to summer. Refineries and gasoline suppliers have to empty their tanks and pipelines before switching. That makes gas supplies tight for a while, and that drives the price up. We asked EPA's John Mooney about that.
We've got several cities with reformulated gasoline right now, and that's put a strain on the distribution system for gasoline nationwide. If more cities have to start using reformulated gasoline, and each city has to have a different formulation, that's going to further strain the distribution problem at a time when gasoline prices are at an all-time high.
We're extremely sensitive to the infrastructure issue and the energy issue and are trying to promote clean burning fuels that have environmental impacts without significant economic disruptions. Having fuel shortages and price spikes and things of that nature don't contribute to the success of our mission to improve public health. And so we're going to be tied into the fuel distribution issues, and we're going to be working with the oil refiners to make sure that the fuels programs that are ultimately decided upon operate without significant disruptions.
Significant disruptions that could cause gasoline shortages and high prices. Bob Slaughter is the president of NPRA, the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association. He says the government needs to work closely with gasoline suppliers to make sure that efforts to make the air easier to breathe don't make problems for the economy of an area.
You know, you have to be very careful that you don't have so many fuels in certain areas that it becomes difficult to resupply. If there are problems, say, with a refinery or a pipeline in a particular area.
For instance, in recent years, a fire at a refinery at a bad time meant shortages and higher prices. But even with lots of cooperation between the government and gasoline suppliers, the added burden of different types of reformulated gasoline to the fuel distribution system might mean spikes in gas prices. We asked some people buying gas if they were willing to pay more if it meant cleaner air.
Well, the gas prices are high enough. Am I willing? I suppose so, if it's better for the environment.
Well, I think the federal government, it regulates everything way too much right now. I think they do have a lot of safeguards in place right now to lower the emissions in a lot of vehicles. Why do we have to make further regulation to control that?
I mean, I hate to pay more gas prices, I really do, but I guess for cleaner air, maybe it'd be worth it.
I haven't thought about it too much. I pay what they make me pay. I don't care.
The EPA is giving states and cities 3 years to get their ground-level ozone pollution problems below the government's new standards. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.